It Takes a City has been formed as a community response to the rise of homelessness in Cambridge, which has become only too evident. The people you see sleeping rough on our streets every day are the visible evidence of a much larger problem of hidden homelessness. We recognise that this isn't the problem of one section of the community alone. We're all in this together. We all have a contribution to make.
My name is Rachel Bryant and I am a consultant working on behalf of It Takes a City. As a result of the summit that took place last year in November, we decided it would be a great idea to get the business community together. A number of them came to the summit and a number have been involved since and have joined us along the way quite recently. And we thought it'd be great to get the business community together to look at how they might want to respond to the needs of the partnership, but also to hear about what's important to them as a local business organisation here in Cambridge. We have seen a number of businesses already come on board and help us with various things. And being involved in this business group gives a really clear way for businesses to see tangibly how they might want to support. So a number of the businesses that have already supported us in various ways are Sukio Limited, who've been working with us around marketing and promotion expertise. And we've also had some financial support from Microsoft Research and the Gonville Hotel to help us with launching Street Support Cambridge, which you will be hearing more of over the month. We've also had meeting rooms that have been provided by Mills and Reeves. Taylor Vinter's helping us with some legal support. We've also had some design and artwork by Peter Bone. Cam's Cuisine are involved in one of our action groups alongside Winter Comfort and the CHS group, looking at how to help people find employment and the best way to do that. And we've also had PEM Accountants help us with some support as well around a housing project. So as you can hear, many businesses already on board and helping us. So the meeting was really positive. We had a number of businesses in the room and we talked about further ways that businesses might be able to help with our work of the partnership, that we're still outstanding in needs. For example, we would like some support with a local business to help us with some IT for our website, and our communications would be great. But also looking at how they might want to help being an employer that may want to look at employing a homeless person. So we shared a little bit around what's still outstanding, how businesses can still get involved and what the needs are currently. But we also listened to the business community and spoke to them about what's important to them. And as a result, a couple of thoughts came out, one being a business toolkit to perhaps look at how you might want to support a homeless person and what the best way to do that is, giving businesses a little bit more of a guide, which we will be looking at working on. Also, how could local shops help the homeless directly? We do know that Cambridge Bid, that is also in partnership with Street Aid, also have been working on looking to help homeless people within our community locally, but actually maybe adding a little bit more onto that as to what local shops could do, and what's the best and most safest way to help a homeless person. So something to explore. And also whether we would look to have a logo that might be represented in a shop saying that we are It Takes a City homeless friendly, and what maybe that could do to help a homeless person feel if they came in for a cup of water, that might be something helpful. But of course, we would need to look at how we could provide the right support to the local facilities shops so they know the best way to do that. Another area we did look at was employment, and particularly the businesses were interested to hear more about how could they employ a homeless person and what might the process be. So one of the things we'd like to look at is looking at some case studies of the work that's already been done through Cam's Cuisine and Winter Comfort, and looking at providing some advice to businesses through the support of that project, which is our employment hop-on programme, and looking at how through that we could provide some more information to employers about how to do that in the best way. And one of the other things that we talked about, which we need as a response to the partnership, is how we can continue to promote Street Support Cambridge. So we will be looking at how businesses might help us to promote that through their channels, and perhaps showing that they're a business on their website that is in support of Street Support Cambridge and they're supporting our work. So that would be great. Also, a local businesses looking to create some stickers and cards that we could use to perhaps promote the work of Street Support Cambridge. As a result of the meeting, which was really positive, the group decided that we'd like to meet again. So another meeting has been planned for the 20th of January next year to take forward some of these thoughts around the business toolkit, employment, how to promote, businesses can help us promote Street Support Cambridge, but also looking at the other areas we're still outstanding as a partnership. So if you are a local business and you have been inspired with what is already going on and you want to get engaged, we would really, really love to hear from you, and we could give you some more information around the specifics as to how you might want to connect. And if the business group interests you, we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to email me, Rachel at ittakesacity.org.uk, I'd love to hear from you. And the last thing to do is do tweet, follow us on Twitter at ittakesacity would be great.
If you see someone that you think needs help, go to streetsupport.net/Cambridge, a mobile-friendly website containing comprehensive information about what you can do to help and how you can support the organisations that are here to help homeless people. It takes a city to solve a problem like this. Cambridge is our city.